Obviously, we know you. We drafted on Twankey. He's a kid that started out in California. He was a guard originally and stuff. They had an injury type situation. They moved him to center, and the kid took off and played this year. He's an old school player. He's tough. He's smart. Makes the calls. He's going to finish his blocks off. He's a good pass protector. He's got an unlimited amount of potential to keep going up, but he played well this year. He was a good player. He's a tough guy. He's strong. He's physical. He can pull. He can snap and pull. He tries to finish guys off all the time. So he's a good player.
Better maybe for center than guard?
I think he can play both, but I think he's better at center. That's where I saw him the most because, like I say, last year as a junior, he was kind of in and out as a guard tackle type thing. And then they had an injury type situation and a guy that went down, so they moved him to center and he just took off from there.
Montreal, yeah. Are you surprised he's still there?
Yeah, we were. We had him in for a visit. We spent time at the combine and had him in, and we talked about he's a guy Bruce and I talked about quite a bit about a guy that could come in. We thought he was the best center on the board, and just didn't know how it would work out. So we were really surprised he was there. Excited he was the way it ended up happening. Other years, I've been here a lot of years with offensive linemen, and it wasn't that we didn't want to draft them, but it just didn't fall right. The guys we thought, should we take a lineman here and we'll get the lineman third round, well, all of a sudden the lineman would be gone and it'd be a run on different positions. So I think this year just things are falling in place for that position. And you can't turn up guys like Schwenke that can come in and play for 10 years. I mean, those guys are hard to find, and this is the opportunity to take advantage of that. And like was said, he could play guard. We think he plays center. And like we talked about with Chance, so he's a guy that moves the pile. I mean, people move. He's played physical on both levels. He can get to the second level well. He's smart. So he's a guy that has the capability of playing early because, again, he gets it. He takes control pretty well. And when he came in, Bruce and I spent a lot of time watching tape, and he's sharp. So to have him where he was, we followed the board the way we have, and he's just too good a pick to pass up. Fredericks, we had him into, and he's a good center. But I just thought the total package was more of, I think it goes to the word fit. He probably fit what we like to do better than any other center on the board. I guess that's probably the fairest way to say that, is for what we want to do as an offense, what he can do, what his skills are at both spots. At the Senior Bowl, he played a little bit of guard and center. So, those guys are hard to find. And this was a year that, who was available when we picked was offensive linemen. We got two offensive linemen, so I think that's, if you want to build a great team, that's what you have to be willing to do.
Bruce, how skeptical of this guy were you, and what did he do to sort of win you over that?
Really, it started for me at the Senior Bowl, because went into the Senior Bowl, that's pretty much the official kickoff of the scouting, as far as I'm concerned, because you actually lay eyes on these guys. You might try and look at some tape on them, but you can't remember it. But you go to the Senior Bowl, and those guys make an impression. And obviously, Schwenke with the California locks out the back of his helmet. He's a very stoutly built guy. And so naturally, Pac-10 guy, Pac-12, I guess, now I watched him. And just eyeballing him at the Senior Bowl, he stood out to me. And then, like Munch said, coming back and studying tape, I agree. He was the top center as far as we were concerned. And I'm very pleased that he was still available and excited that we were able to get him where he is right now.
He talked about playing with sort of a meanness, and he thinks that sort of feeds to the guys around him. Did you see that too? And you think you guys need some of that up front?
No question. The offensive line, it's five working as one. And really, when each individual part of that unit is built up, then I think it pulls along the other guys, and it forces guys out of their comfort zone to do things maybe that isn't their strength. And he's one of those type guys, like Munch said, with Chance. He's going to bring a physical aspect to the offensive line, and it's going to carry over, and it gets contagious, and that's what you really hope for. And especially with having a lot of options for with veteran guys that we've signed as free agents and the young talent coming in.
Bruce, on the possibility of I know you talked a lot about competition in the room of receiver last time, and this creates another very competitive situation in the interior. You guys have got tons of numbers.
It does, and I think, like, when I talked to the players last Monday when we met, and it doesn't matter what position you draft, it creates uncomfortableness, it creates questions, because it's a new guy in your position. So whatever position gets those draft picks, there's definitely, and we think we're bringing competition, obviously, to the room, and maybe sometimes it's to fit a particular need, a more immediate need, and I think this is a case where too good a player not to have on your football team that could be in your team for a long time, that can come in, like you said, and compete with other guys we have here. And it's good to be able to draft guys knowing that this guy's going to come in and he has to start no matter what. We're not under that kind of pressure for a center that if he develops the way we think he can, I think he's very capable of doing those things. So, but he can work within the structure of Fernando and the rest of the guys we have here. And like Bruce said, I mean, geez, what helped him, he and I become better players is the competition that you have when you have great players around you. And I think the more you do that, it's going to make our defensive line better. It's going to make our linebackers better. That's the exciting thing. I always think my offensive line played well because they went against me, Wash and I went against each other every day in practice, and we brought out the best in each other. We challenged each other. I think when you do the same thing with like players, like offensive linemen battling against each other, and hey, if I see him do that, man, I could do that. I should be down by the pile. I should be doing this. All of a sudden, the whole different. It's a different standard you've built on your football team at all positions. So I think that's what he'll bring into this mix. And it's nice to have options that we have because, as we found out last year, one injury and your options are gone. You know, one or two guys get hurt, and all of a sudden you went too lean. Things happen in this business. So we feel we're really building a lot of that depth and competition, and we're going to have some good football players playing this year.
Bruce, does the thought of having, but if Schwinge comes on as you're hoping he does, is the thought of having two rookie offensive linemen in the lineup side by side excite you or scare you?
Well, I guess it followed the reason that if they're the starters, then they're capable of doing everything that we're asking them to do. And like Munch said, it's options. There's some talent in the room. Now it's about who performs, who steps up, who works best together. And again, it's exciting to have some options.
Probably touched on that there, but I was going to say, is there that possibility, at least, I know you said there's no pressure on him to start, but there's at least the possibility that he can step in right away and become a starting center?
I think he's that kind of guy. I think he would come in that way. I think on the phone call just talking to him, I mean, he's probably thinking he probably should have been drafted much higher than this too. I think he's excited to come in and show what he can do. So I would think in his mind that we'd want him to think that way. I mean, I hope he would. And he'll have the opportunity. I mean, he'll get enough opportunity to show if he's the guy by how he handles things mentally and physically once we get started. But he's the kind of player that we don't have to sit here and say, well, we have to develop him. I mean, he's going to have to develop, obviously, and to understand the league and what we're doing. But he's a guy that he's ready to play. It's just a matter of how quickly, you know, he works his way in. Does he win the spot? I mean, there's a lot of work ahead of him. I mean, the thing is he has the ability to do that, though. And that's what we felt, you know, from watching tape, spending time with him. And now it's just a matter of how he comes in here and develops. But it's nice to know that we have a guy that has the talent set, the tools to do it. And it's just a matter of when that happens.
It seemed like the pass rush shifting gears on something you haven't addressed. You added Sammy, you added the Kansas City guy, but Rustin kind of played down defensive end as a need. You haven't addressed it here. Are you more satisfied with your pass rush, despite the fact that it wasn't hugely productive last year in the major league?
No, I think we've been addressing all positions. But I mean, yeah, I think we always want to improve. We're going to be looking for we have been looking for defensive linemen. But like I said, unfortunately, and this has happened, I've been on the other side of this a lot of years. That the right guy is not there when you pick. You can't control the draft. There's still other ways to get players if you feel like we've missed in the draft. We go into it, but we're not going to reach for something that doesn't fit with us, and it's a wasted pick. So, I think we're happy with what we've developed. I think as far as last year, I thought sack totals was in the top 10. You can break that down and figure out where they came from, but the bottom line is we think Akeem Harris is going to be a guy that's going to have 6 to 8 sacks a year. We think, like you saw last year, Zach Brown's going to be a guy we think is going to get the same way because our scheme will be. I think our ends, because of things, some of the things we'll be doing, will go from 6 to 9 and 10, and all of a sudden it's a different story. So I think we'll, from what we have, we'll do better. We'll get better than we did last year with the guys we have. But there's no doubt we still have to improve in certain areas. We're looking to do a couple things yet. The draft's obviously not over yet. There's still guys we can get in these rounds. And if not, there's still time to look when the season ends or when the draft's over, because of guys getting come available from other teams that are released, you know, when the draft's over, they're released when after June 1st. So there's chances to get to find a guy or two to fit in if we think we're missing in certain areas, because we're still going to have some depth issues at certain spots when the draft ends.
Once, just talking to Brian on the phone, you can tell he's a real charismatic guy, kind of a natural leader. How important is that, especially at the center position?
That's big. That's what I think Bruce and I really, once you actually sat with him and talked to him at the combine for the first time, we had him in the meeting, I think you saw that right away, that he has that feel. And that's what kind of excites you. That's why we can sit here and say, you know, maybe this guy can play sooner than most centers, because he has that personality, he has that confidence. And then what happens is the guys around him, you know, feed off of that. And they start having confidence, the fact that he can run the show, the fact that he can make the calls. And that's important, for especially for a young player when they come in, that he's not going to come in when he steps on the field. He's not going to act like a rookie. He'll be a rookie off the field, you know, in the media rooms and things like that. But he'll know enough to where I think he's confident to where that's where he'll stand out. That's why we feel he has that opportunity to compete. You know, where will that go? Who knows? But we feel he has, because of his personality. And like Bruce said, he brings another element, a different element to the room, him, Chance. You're changing that culture a little bit too, where I think that'll add a little more different type of chemistry to the room, which we probably need it.
Do you think Velasco considered better center or guard in your opinion?
You know, I know he's, you know, he's feeling comfortable at center now that he played so much of it, you know, last year, and you know, got his first taste of being in the league for 16 games last year was very helpful to him to find out what that's all about after so many years of playing a game here, a game there. But you know what, I wouldn't say either one. I think he's comfortable at both now, just because he's had so many reps there. So I mean, yeah, he's going to start out being our center, and we'll go from there. But again, the fact that we have all these guys now, we have 3-4 guys that can play all 3 spots. And like I said, that's a great thing. You wonder, well, geez, they have too many. Well, you know what, that could change fast, unfortunately, the way guys get nicked up and stuff. So this allows us, again, with a young offense, with a young quarterback, to have centers that he can get very confident with, which will be a big part of our success this year.
What's the Amano's status right now? Is he taking part? Is he healthy enough to take part?
He's limited. He's physically, I mean, his injury, I think it's more his knees, just being careful there, not hurrying him into the running program. I think as far as his tricep and all that from last year, the injury that he had in training camp, he's doing great there. His strength is back. Everything's positive that way. It's just a matter of he won't be, you know, he's not ready to step on the field. He's just starting to rehab that with that part, so he's limited there.
Did he have a knee procedure at some point recently?
No, he's just been, we haven't been on the field yet. He's just been doing, the time he's been doing the meetings, he's been doing a lifting, just kind of, again, because of his, you know, like we did last year with him, with Leroy, you know, with Hutch, you know, we're going to work the older guys. You work them at a little slower pace for these type of reasons. He's been around, I think this is his 9th or 10th year now, so. Just easing him in as we would in normal years.
But tricep with him.
Yeah, he's that part's fine.
He's okay with that. Just the knee is swollen.
Just sore. Just that we're working him in slowly. I mean, he just hasn't done much that way. Again, and that's nothing that he's had done recently. It's more of the fact that his history, you know, just playing, you know, having issues in the past, that we kind of ease those guys in more in a different. We put them on a different program as they ease into the off season. With it only being April, there's no hurry till. You know, we're not going to be doing football things until next month.
And the message to all these guys was Turner, Spencer, the new guys, you bring in 2 young guys, light a fire under everybody.
I think it's just hopefully it'll bring a lot of energy, a lot of I think the fact, again, like I said, no matter what position we draft, it's just about getting this team better. They know that their room got better this weekend. They know, the natural question is, what does it mean for me? Well, it means, you know, do everything you need to do to be the best player you can be. And then when you get your opportunity on the field, you're going to have opportunity to compete and make the team if you're the best one of the best players. So there's competition. There's nothing bad about that. And I think, you know, like I said, everyone's been around in this league. If you're in this league, it's all about changing the roster. This roster has been changed quite a bit since the season ended and for all the right reasons. So, yeah, I think the guys will they'll really like the guys we had once they get to know them, and I think it'll be a great fit that way. And then, just like any group, they'll just start competing. and let the and let let it all shake out.
And Bruce, you think it's healthy for a room too, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's as a player, you hate the discomfort, but you realize it's only when I'm forced out of my comfort zone that I grow as a player. Whether it's a coach getting on me or some defensive player kicking my butt, I mean, otherwise you continue the way you've always been. And our hope is, and I think the message is sent, that the best five is going to play. So if that means two rookies, then that's great. Those guys are developing, doing well. But at the end of the day, whoever we feel we have the best opportunity to win with, no matter what pick they were or how much money they make, and that's the cool thing about football and offensive line. It's who's getting the job done. So it's very simplistic. Nothing's changed for those guys. It's just that there's more guys now looking for a piece of the pie.
Anything else? Thanks a lot.